The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TrompaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We're hoping you're enjoying your Memorial Day holiday. Tonight we take a trip down memory lane with the members of the NASL Rochester Lancers from the early and later 70s. We're going to share some great stories about the pioneers of Rochester soccer. The show was taped last Thursday, and we'll get back to our regular format for our show next Monday, June 1st. Tonight we'll be joined by the captain of the 1970 NASL champion Lancers, Charlie Mitchell, former U.S. international defender Don Draghi, and one of the new members of the Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame, Nelson Capello. The Rhinos will be in action Wednesday in the U.S. Open Cup in Harrisburg and back home on Saturday against FC Montreal at Salem Stadium. The Flash are off this weekend. They'll be back home on June 6th against the Chicago Red Stars. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I'm looking forward to this show because it's always great to hear from the Lancer players of the past.
And certainly, as one of the things that you and I have been wanting to do for a long, long time. It brings us into memory lane and remembrance for me and many accolades to the people that we're going to talk about on the radio. But there's a lot of people that are not on our show today that, are part of a tradition that we know, is the Rochester Lancers. And to all of them who are everywhere in the United States and in the world, I love you guys. And it was a pleasure meeting. It was a pleasure sharing food with you, sharing victory and defeat. And certainly there are so many memories that I treasure in my heart.
And certainly one gentleman who gave us a lot of memories is the voice of the Rochester Lancers, Wayne Fuller, who joins us now. Wayne's appearance tonight is brought to you by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates. 328-3382 is the phone number, or you can go to davidolivodmd.com. You can make an appointment with him, get a consultation. Joe and I both use Dr. Olivo as our dentist, and he is definitely one of the top dentists in the city of Rochester and a great soccer guy. He was a Lancer fan back in the day himself.
And my roommate. Besides that, they're not travel.
So Wayne Fuller joins us now. Wayne, how you doing?
Pretty good.
So not you guys were roommates. I'm sure there's got to be some stories there with when you guys went on the road together.
Let me say this, that
we moved more towards the later part. I don't think the early days we did, like 79 and 80, I think we did.
Yeah, we did. 79, 80, we did, because you were the only guy that could help me carry all the equipment. And I helped you carry your equipment.
So, yeah, well, I'd have a hard time now. That would be a problem. I'm not quite the same age I was then.
Well, me too.
You guys are lucky. You guys get to fly all over the country.
Yeah, because by that time the league was so spread out all over the place that most of everything was flying. Like I know we did not take a bus to Honolulu.
That's for sure. Wayne, obviously that was a memorable trip for many reasons, but what was your favorite place to travel to when you were in the calling the Lancer games?
I would like Vancouver.
Me too.
That was one of my favorites. I like the Northwest, Seattle and Vancouver. Where else did I like? Tampa was always fun, but I think Vancouver was probably one of the nicest places. I was never thrilled with Chicago. Boston, I go to Boston other times. Chicago, where else did we go? L.A., nah, that's too big. San Jose was good. There's another one. San Jose was
Wayne, maybe I should not reveal this, but I remember that we encountered a lady that you really liked. Remember her?
Who?
Joe, you're bringing up a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I
do. Whereabouts?
No, I remember that we were traveling, and you met a lady that you had a conversation with, and you really take a liking to her. Do you remember that?
Whereabouts?
I think in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. The girl from Australia.
Yes.
Her name was, Barclay, Diane Barclay.
Yes.
Name is Barclay Bank.
I remember that, you know, she put the make on you.
Forget me.
We don't need
Shep Messing stories. We got this. We got the Wayne Fuller story. Everybody wanted to meet the radio announcer.
And
I know the feeling.
Unfortunately, that isn't quite as good as it sounds. It was pretty good
for daytime.
But Wayne, obviously, there's some great memories.
We
always talk about the Toronto match, with the 1977 playoff game. But you know, there's some other matches that I remember. Obviously, the one in Hawaii where I was up till 1:30 in the morning listening to you. But the one in Memphis.
That was a bad game, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was a very bad
pouring rain. But I remember the game in Memphis where you were not happy with the PA announcer. They kept playing that elephant roar over the loudspeakers during the match.
And the speaker was right in front of him. Yes,
we
right on
game,
the ledge where we were. That was like very annoying.
We
but the game was a great
game.
It was a memorable game. It was where we scored at the 90th minute and won 4-3. I mean, how many soccer games do you get where you get 7 goals?
I know.
That was quite a game. And the Toronto is probably my favorite game of all of them to remember, the one in Toronto where we won 1-0. I tell that story a lot. I think that was so unbelievable that night. And then, of course, Elvis died. So that put two things together, August 16th, 1977.
We'll never forget that date. It was certainly a memory. Because you lost your voice after Silva scored that goal. It was just unbelievable.
I don't know what it is with you guys, that you and Wayne and Charlie Shano, that you can remember every detail. I used to at one time, but now senility has just set in. And I have a hard time remembering all the things that Wayne is just talking about.
The other day, I'm on the air on the afternoons on WBTA in Batavia, and one of the things I do is like give what the weather was in previous years. Well, in 1976, on May 19th, 1976, was a half an inch of snow in the Rochester area that day, and I said on the air, I said, "Now where was I?" Because I was working at WBTA that time. And where was I that day? Well, come to find out, I said, something about Chicago rings a bell. I thought, well, maybe I was in Chicago. No, we were playing Chicago that night at home. So that's I had it right. I had just about everything right, except I had the wrong location. But I don't remember any snow that day, though.
Maybe it melted.
Well, we did win. I had to look that up. There's no getting out of that. I looked it up in the 80 media guide.
When of all the things that we did and you did, besides the games factor, what is it that you know? If you had to summarize your experience with the Lancers, not only as a broadcaster, but you worked in the office, you worked with Charlie Shano, you worked with Pedinoff, the late Pedinoff, and you worked with everybody. Just give us a little summary of the character that you had to deal with, John Mazzola. You know, in company, all the people that are still alive. You know.
Well, I got along with most everybody. Dragan Popovich and I had a rough first season. I got blamed for something. I had no idea what I was being blamed for. That's another story, too. But we got so that we were very good friends. Of course, I was friends with all the Rochester owners. I was friends with the New York owners, Bernie and John. I tried to stay in the middle of all the New York versus Rochester disputes. I did a pretty good job because nobody disliked me. I suppose that's always the key. When you've got things going on, if you can try to stay neutral, I tried to stay neutral and get my job done and do it the best I could. worked with the various general managers, Terry Hansen, Harry Abraham, Michael Minchell. I always got along with just about everybody that was there.
Well, Wayne, it's always great to have you on our show. We love to talk about the memories. We're going to do this again, this type of show, and we have an opportunity because a lot of people don't know the history of the Lancers. They're not born yet, which is actually many people now. It's been 35 years since the last Lancers match, and so certainly a lot of people who are fans of soccer today who don't know the history. But it's always great to have you on to talk about some of these great memories, and we certainly will invite you to come back on again very soon.
Okay, anytime.
Thank
you,
Wayne.
Andrew,
thank you so much. Wayne. It's Wayne Fuller, the Rochester Lancers Hall of Famer, the voice of the Rochester Lancers for many years, and did so many things behind the scenes, too, in the office. And without Wayne, Joe, it wouldn't have been the Rochester Lancers as we know it.
He was known as the, not only for his, you got to remember one thing, that Wayne had no experience whatsoever being a soccer broadcaster, but he learned quickly along with Charlie Shano, and they called the game, and he became a legend, of the Lancer because he took on to the game and he called the game very nice.
And he certainly is a legend in radio and a legend in media here in the Rochester area. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll have more memories from the Rochester Lancers of the North American Soccer League of the 1970s. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back home next Saturday night, June 6th at Salem Stadium, facing the Chicago Red Stars at 7 p.m. It's the annual race game presented by Watkins Glen International. The Flash will wear special Salem 6 Hours of the Glen jerseys, which will be auctioned off after the match, with all proceeds benefiting Golisano's Children's Hospital. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting indoor soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue playing the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night on the road against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home this Saturday night to face FC Montreal starting at 7:05. It's Health and Fitness Night, and all fans receive a 2015 Rochester Rhinos team picture. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni here on our Memorial Day show. We're remembering the Rochester Lancers of the North American Soccer League, talking to some of the former players and getting their memories and tell some stories and have a lot of fun tonight. And Joe, gentlemen, who we're going to have on now, certainly one of the most popular Lancers and the man who captained the team to the championship in 1970.
Let me tell you, this guy that Charlie Mitchell, he was the power of the defense. He not only knew how to slide tackle, but he knew how to talk a language that, you know, his language that ironized the place, and he would incite the players to put out their 100%. So we are very proud to have Charlie Mitchell on this show, and welcome to our show, Charlie.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure. Nice talking to you. It's good to hear from everybody again.
We want to wish you a happy belated birthday. Yep. We mentioned that on our show last Monday. It was your birthday, and we wish you all the best and many more.
Me too. As long as I keep having them and you keep calling me, I'm a happy camper.
And congratulations on the beautiful family that I seen on Facebook.
Yeah, my daughter Heather, who was born in Rochester, she just turned 40 years of age last week, Joe. So she's 40, so that totally shows you I was in Rochester 40 years ago. Having a little baby girl, and she's now getting four children, so she's made me very proud, very proud girl.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Grandpa.
And Charlie's appearance tonight is brought to you by Faber Homes, Bernie Acavangelo, the proprietor, 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com. And Charlie, by the way, we'll mention Charlie Mitchell's Modern Pub in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Charlie lives, and you definitely want to go to that if you're in the Tulsa area. It's charliemitchells.com. It's a beautiful facility and great food. And, of course, they have soccer on all the time in the pub. So, Charlie, first of all, I can't believe, thinking back, it's 45 years this year that the Lancers won the NASL title. It just seems like yesterday when I was watching it in the barber shop with my father, that's the second leg of the championship match against Washington, and you know, the Lancers winning the championship was such a big thing for this city, and you were such a great part of it as the captain of the team.
Well, I was only too happy to be part of it. We had a great bunch of guys with a great bunch of players. We all melted together, the Rosenblatt all together, and it worked out great for everybody. Like I told everybody before, there was no one group on one side and one group on the other side. The Brazilians, the English, the Italians, and the Africans, we all mixed together because we all wanted the same thing. It's an opportunity to win something for Rochester, and it worked out great for us, thanks to DeRosa.
Certainly, you played a big part in that because, just like you mentioned, that we had a lot of ethnic people, but you were able as a captain to amalgamate all those people into the common cause of the Rochester Lancers and a winning attitude. So,
well, there was two things, Joe. I was the only one the referee would understand, and I was the only one the players would listen to. So that was the only reason I was the captain. I was the only one that would listen to. I was the only one that the referees would understand because the rest of the guys didn't speak good English.
Including David Thompson.
These Scottish guys, they were the worst.
Charlie, what was your biggest memory of that 1970 season?
Well, I remember we won in Washington, and coming back from that Washington win, it was just terrific. We had a lot of great things happen that year. We weren't supposed to do nothing. We were supposed to be just a team that just came in from nowhere, from the American Soccer League, and that's what I liked the most about it was we were the Cinderella. Nobody gave us any credit. We had some really good players on that team, and people didn't give us any credit, but that's what I liked about it the most is that we come out and we just kicked butt, and we were really competitive, and we didn't take any crap. and we come away with the cup, and I think it pissed a lot of people off, but we were happy campers.
That's for sure, because I think that, just like you said, nobody expected us to win. Nobody expected us to be anywhere competitive at all, but we showed them, you know, in those days that the character and passion and dedication to the sports, because nobody make very much money at that time. And some of the things that we went through and some of the memories that we have of the, you know, I think that we all played because after the games, we used to have the great parties at the owner's houses. Remember?
Yeah, we'd go to Denolfo's house, we'd go to Shannon's house, Tony Rapino. You, Joe, you were always there. Joe, I think you and I are the only guys that made it through 10 coaches. You and I are the only guys that made it through 10 coaches and four general managers.
That is true. That is true.
That's right. You got to play under Charlie Schiano as the coach for a few
yeah,
matches yourself.
He keeps telling me that, but I tell you, Charlie Schiano was a big asset as well. Him and Pat DiNolfo, I mean, when we were struggling as young players, they always come back and helped us out. So I got a lot of credit for Schiano and DiNolfo.
Charlie, I want to ask you, this year the Tulsa Roughnecks have come back in the USL, the league that the Rochester Rhinos are in. What's it been like to have the Roughnecks back in Tulsa?
I think it's great. I've been to all their home games. They've got a pretty good team for the first year, and I'm looking forward to seeing Rochester come up here so I can meet some of my friends. But they're going to be okay. They're a young team, but it's just good to have soccer in Tulsa and give us an opportunity to go watch it.
I'd say the original Tulsa Roughnecks, they were a legendary team themselves. You were played for them, you managed them as well, and it was, you know, it was the only game in town in Tulsa at that time. There was the Roughnecks were the team to support there, and that must have been some great memories too.
Yeah, I've been really lucky with the great fans that we had in Rochester, and I got to know a lot of the people there, and they made my life. When I got there, I was 20 years of age and single. And that was my first American team to play for. So Rochester was a starting block for me. And then coming to Tulsa, it's a lot like Rochester. The fans were good. The people were nice. It's not too big a town, so everybody recognized you. It was just it was a good feeling. So I started off in Rochester and finished off in Tulsa. But most of all, the fans were good. The people were good. And that's what I remember most about Rochester was that, I mean, I have a lot of friends still there, but it was just a good community to hang out in, and a lot of people came to the games, a lot of different nationalities, and everybody just supported us. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
And you certainly have one great friend that it's, I consider here in Rochester, and that's me. So I hope that forever and ever you and I continue to be friends and an ally in a game that we both love.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. You can call me anytime and do the same thing with me. I'd love to hear from you guys. I hope any of my friends are still there listening to the show. I wish them all good luck, and I'll think of them a lot, and I appreciate everything everybody did for me in Rochester.
Well, Charlie, we hope that maybe this winter you can come back into Rochester. As you never did accept your Hall of Fame trophy or your Hall of Fame plaque. And we, if you get time, we'd love to have you come back and say hello to all the fans. I'm sure many of them remember you from playing for the Lancers. I'm sure you coached many of them in Rochester as well. I know my neighbor Dan Sullivan always asks about you because he coached him at Cardinal Mooney. So,
okay, well, I did tell Dan, and like I said before, I'll be glad. It's a great honor to get that in the Hall of Fame. I really appreciate it, and I think it's a great honor, and it's just nice to be remembered. And thanks very much for what you guys do.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Charlie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day, and say hi to all my friends in Rochester.
You too, Charlie. Have a good great day.
It's Charlie Mitchell, the captain of the 1970 Rochester Lancers, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL 1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash are back home next Saturday night, June 6th at Salem Stadium, facing the Chicago Red Stars at 7 p.m. It's the annual race game presented by Watkins Glen International. The Flash will wear special Salem 6 Hours of the Glen jerseys, which will be auctioned off after the match, with all proceeds benefiting Golisano's Children's Hospital. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue playing the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night on the road against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home this Saturday night to face FC Montreal starting at 7:05. It's Health and Fitness Night, and all fans receive a 2015 Rochester Rhinos team picture. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And fast forwarding now to 1977 and that tremendous year with the Rochester Lancers going all the way to the semifinals, facing the Cosmos in front of 20,000 people at Hollander Stadium. And Joe, a gentleman who started his pro career that year of 1977 and went on to play many years in the NASL, joins us in just a moment. And good friend of our show.
I remember this guy that tall, handsome, young. All the girls were going crazy for him. His blonde hair waving in the air. Every time he went in the air, you know, he was so tall that he would get all the head balls on defense. And a superb player, you know, and a guy that was really, really nice gentleman. And a hard player as well. So,
and somebody who was born and raised and bred in St. Louis, Missouri, a member of the St. Louis Soccer Hall of Fame. We are joined by Don Drage, and Don's appearance brought to you by the Van Bortle Auto Group, Van Bortle Subaru and Victor, Van Bortle Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortle Chevrolet in Macedon. Go to VanBortlesCars.com to get all the information. And Kitty Van Bortle, a Rochesterian, proud of it, and she'll definitely take care of if you need a new car. Go to Van Bortle Auto Group. And Don, it's a pleasure to have you back on our show. It's been a few years, but we're always I follow you on Facebook, so I see what's going on with you, and it's always a pleasure to have you on our show.
Well, thanks. Those are awful nice words that Joe had said about me, but
I guess the stories get better as we get older. So, but
and the memories become
being
more.
There in 77 and 78, and we did have a tremendous run in 77, and we were unlucky to lose, you know, to the Cosmos at, when we packed the stadium there. I still have a picture of that full house stadium. It was quite an accomplishment for the Rochester Lancers.
Well, Don, you know, some of the things that we've been reminiscing over here, dwell on who we were and where we are now. What, just for the sake of our listeners, what are you doing right now?
Well, when I got out of the league in 1985, I went into the mortgage business. So I've been in the mortgage business for 30 years since coming out of playing soccer, and I've hung in there with this business and still active in golf. Actually, I'm a golfer now. Soccer's over with, and just staying active. I have two kids, one 26 and one 23, so I enjoy playing golf with them and still staying active.
Oh, my God. Where are you located? Just so that
I'm
people know where you are.
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, Richmond Heights, which is pretty central. It's probably about 15 minutes from downtown St. Louis.
So you stayed at home pretty much. You're St. Louis born, went to St. Louis University, and back there again. And I want to ask you, because when you were drafted in the 77 out of St. Louis U, and you came to the Lancers, I mean, were you disappointed that you didn't get picked by the St. Louis Stars, or were you happy to come to Rochester and have a change of venue?
I actually loved coming to Rochester. I didn't really, I didn't have a choice, but the Stars would not have been my team of choice, even though it was a St. Louis team, just for the fact that you played in St. Louis, and you know, you want to make a mark on your own outside of St. Louis and not in that St. Louis area. And I was very lucky that Pops gave me a chance to play there, and I ended up playing 7 years, and I believe I ended my career as the number one American born player with games played. So I'm happy about that, and happy about staying around for so long in the NASL.
That's interesting, because you mentioned the American players, and you know, the NASL, for people who aren't aware, American players were few and far between. There weren't a lot of them that got the chance, but the Lancers were unique. They had not only on one side, they had yourself in the back. On the other side was the captain, Jim Pollahan, another member. Both of you guys played for the U.S. national team back in the 70s, so it was something that, you know, we had two United States players in the back line for those great Lancer teams.
Yeah, there were some special memories back there playing with Jim, and actually all those guys, Craig Reynolds, Davey Sarakin, you know, the whole group of people there, Jim May. We just had an awesome group of American players, and it was unfortunate at that time that really the NASL basically played two American players, and that was the gist of it. So not everybody had the opportunity or the chance to play at that time.
Don, you know what I remember the most? When we went to San Diego on pre-camp, you remember do you remember what happened there? Let me see if you remember.
Oh, yeah, it's still one of my favorite stories, Joe.
Oh, you have to tell the story now.
Well,
go ahead, you tell the story.
I guess I can. It's been that long, but we were out in San Diego for preseason, and we were going to start our first game in San Diego, and I was rooming, as always, with Jim May and Jimmy Pollahan, and we decided to have a couple beers, which actually was only a couple beers, and we were doing our laundry, and Pop said that was a no-no for back in those days. You couldn't have any beers. You couldn't do any of those things. So he had caught us, and anyway, he had come to our room. And, or Joe, you came to the room and said that they're going to send Jim Pollahan home, and he's no longer going to be the captain and what have you. And both myself and Jim May, who were both starting at that time, we said, well, if you send Pollahan home, send us home. And little did we know that Pops was listening outside the window there. Did I get that story straight, Joe?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I have prepared
Pops. Anyway, Jim didn't go home. Jim didn't go home. Jim and May and myself played, and all was good. But the threat of sending Polly, Jimmy Polyhan home, we just said, if he goes, we go.
Well, there was the thing that I remember the most, because Pop had, you know, just like you said, he didn't want players to play, to drink. And actually, it was just a couple of beers that you guys had. Like you said, you were doing the laundry. And for some reason, he and I came to check, and the rest is history. But yeah. those were good things. And I remember Polyhan playing, too.
Yeah, because it was just a fun time, a great group of people. The farm players, we all got along. Nicky Mijatovic, I don't know where he's at these days. I'd love to get a hold of him.
He's back in Yugoslavia coaching.
Oh, great. What a tremendous person he was.
Unbelievable.
Don, I want to ask you, you came into the league in 77, and it was really the height of the North American Soccer League with, you know, Pelé, Kinalia, Beckenbauer, all the hype that was going on. From your perspective as a rookie, you're playing against these legendary forwards, you know, Derek Smethurst, Steve David, Georgie Best, Steve Weggerly, guys that played in Europe and played for the World Cup. What did you go through as a rookie trying to say, how did you keep yourself focused and be able to mark these great players?
I don't know if I was too stupid to be nervous or not. You think about it before the game, but once you get on the field, you know, the game starts. So, it really didn't get to me too much as far as we're playing against the Cosmos and being nervous, or George Best or whatever. I wasn't a soccer buff before playing. I was an all-around athlete, and I played college baseball also. So it bothers me now that I was like, God, I really did play that long and played against these guys. And I have most of their jerseys that they gave me, but it was just a thrill, you know, a thrill, and it's a thrill, even a bigger thrill now to look back and at the times and the great NASL and the crowds that we drew and, you know, where the league went and all of the above. It was just tremendous.
It certainly was. And I got to ask you, we had Charlie Mitchell on earlier. We asked him about the new incarnation of the Tulsa Roughnecks. Well, the Rochester Rhinos have a rival in St. Louis now with the new St. Louis FC team. How's that team been doing? Have you had a chance to see them play? And what are your impressions?
I haven't been out there yet. I have met a few of the players, and my plans are to get out there. I just haven't had the opportunity. But they've done it first class. The owner of the team, Jim Cavanaugh, is a St. Louis U soccer player, and he owns Worldwide Technology. So they're doing it the right way, and the crowds, you know, they've sold out the soccer park where they're playing on all the games that they have. So, I think they're going to be very successful, and they're doing it the right way, I think, for a change.
You know, Don Popovich is also in St. Louis, and he's got soccer school. Have you ever run into him?
I do, Joe. He's, I think, still running the Lou Fuse soccer team. And I do run into him from time to time, and we have good memories. And, you know, it's funny because now we were both, I was the greatest player, American player that he played for, and he was the greatest coach. So
I agree.
We're on the same page these days.
Yeah. just ask him, right?
No, and he was, really.
Yeah, he was an excellent.
He was. He did a lot with basically a little payroll. So, you know, you got to look back and say, God, we made it to the Final Four, and the Final Four there. We should have beat the Cosmos probably at home park, and then you go up to New York, you win the mini game, and we're in the finals.
One of the things that I regret, and, you know, compared to what's going on today, how much money we really got paid, or you guys got paid. I know that mine was way below the scale that it should have been. But, you know, today they make a lot of more money, and they don't play soccer like we did.
Well, you know, I was lucky enough on two different occasions to be on two great posters. I was one on with the United States national team on an Adidas poster, and another one I'm on a poster, and I think it was Rochester's or the either New York's poster. And that's me against up in the air against Pelé and Giorgio Canalia. And I make my business cards now have the picture of that on the back of it.
And people will say, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, there were 75,000 people at this game, pouring down, raining. We did lose 4-1. I said, but the thing about the salary, I said, I was making $3,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're making some money now, and it's great for the game of soccer, and there's more athletes that are playing soccer because they're paying a few bucks now.
Yep. Well, Don, we appreciate you taking some time to talk and reminisce with us, and we'll hopefully get to see you down the road. We're hoping to have a Lancers reunion at some point in the near future. We'd love to have you come back to Rochester and be part of it. A lot of the fans remember you very fondly.
I'd love to come up for a reunion weekend or whatever you guys get put together. That would be awesome.
And now we can have a few beers without worrying.
That depends if Popovich shows up.
Exactly.
Don, thank you so much for being with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
And Joe Seriano, you're the best of the best, man. You always were, you always will be, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Don. And the place is all mine.
Thank you, Don. Don Draghi here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass from St. Louis, and some great, great memories of the later 70 Lancer team where I was at most of those games in the stands watching Joe with the little black bag come out with the magic spray or magic bottle, as it was. And speaking of the later 70s, we're joined in our final segment tonight by a gentleman known all over Rochester, one of the truly great Rochesterian soccer players and a new member of the Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame. Nelson Capello will join us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at Soccer is a kickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos continue playing in the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night on the road against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home this Saturday night to face FC Montreal starting at 7:05. It's Health and Fitness Night, and all fans receive a 2015 Rochester Rhinos team picture. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Points, card punches, free hotel nights. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash are back home next Saturday night, June 6th at Salem Stadium, facing the Chicago Red Stars at 7 p.m. It's the annual race game presented by Watkins Glen International. The Flash will wear special Salem 6 Hours of the Glen jerseys, which will be auctioned off after the match, with all proceeds benefiting Golisano's Children's Hospital. Get your Flash tickets, mini packs, and Flex 8 packs by calling 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to our final segment of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day. We'll be back to our regular Soccer is a Kick in the Grass format next week, but tonight we're reminiscing about the Rochester Lancers, and a gentleman, Joe, who is synonymous with Rochester soccer, will be joining us just a moment, and played 5 years for the Lancers from 76 to 80 and was a big contributor to the team.
He was a young guy then. He's an accomplished coach right now. He's got much to his credit. He's won championship. He's won the respect of all the community of Rochester. So we are pleased to have Nelson Copello with us.
And a member of the Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame as of this year. And Nelson, thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be with you.
And Nelson's appearance brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. And Nelson, first of all, what was it like for you to receive that award? I know you were talking earlier; it was a bit of a surprise. But what was going through your mind when you received that award?
Well, one of the things that brought back a lot of memories of the Lancer days, especially to be honored like that with the Italian American Soccer Club, the only team to ever win U.S. Amateur Cup. And I remember going to watch those guys over at the Edgerton Park, and the Italian, the Lancers, and all pro soccer in the Rochester area owes a lot to the Italian American Sports Club, because if it wasn't for them getting on a national stage like that and winning the national championship, a lot of those players were eventually the Lancer players, and I ended up winning the NASL in 1970, and everything's kind of mushroomed from there. So it was a great honor to be around the guys that were there that day, and I was very humbled by the honor of being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Nelson, you played for many coaches. I know the kind of coach that you are. You're mm-hmm. tough. You expect a lot from the players. But of your career in soccer as a player, who is the coach that you really have a lot of respect for?
Well, there's two people. One was my college coach here at MCC, Joe Manzarella. I respected him more than any man I had ever met. From day one, he told us right up front, he never played the game of soccer, didn't know much about soccer. He was a basketball and football guy in college. But, one of the things he told us, that he says, I'm going to hope to make you a better man. And, from right then and there, he had my full attention. And I try to, copy his lead that way and try to do that with my guys here at the college. On the professional level, I play for two guys, Ted Dimitru and Don Popovich. Pop and I never saw eye to eye, but looking back, there's some things that I even use in my practices that Pop had then. He was a pretty knowledgeable coach. I didn't see it at that time. But I do see it now, and one of the things I wish that as an American player we would have had more chances, and I understand why Pop, a lot of things that he did, why he did them, but I do think that I learned a great deal about coaching through him, with him, and playing for him, and also at that time Louis Dabo was coaching, and I learned some things from him. So those are the people that I played for, that I learned from. But I'm also, I read as much as I can about other coaches, their successes. not only in soccer but other sports, whether it's basketball, football, hockey, because there's a lot of similarities in coaching. Doesn't matter whether the ball is round or oblong or puck. You know, coaching is coaching, and you know we have to treat people a certain way. And I've picked up some things from somebody's coaches along the way. And this is going into my 31st year of coaching at the collegiate level, and hopefully I've been able to do what Coach Mancerola taught me, is to treat people the right way and to hopefully help them become better men.
Well, Nelson, it's interesting you mentioned that, because if you look back at the Lancer players of the Popovich era, many of them have gone on to be great coaches. I mean, Mr. Sarakin is obviously the one that comes to mind immediately, and yourself. But there's most of those guys, I'm sure, have been coaches as well. And
right.
So I think that's not just the fact that it was playing in the NASL, but learning the game from the men who were so knowledgeable about it, and then you were able to apply that after your playing career was over, going into the coaching ranks.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, top of my head, I've seen Jim Palahan when he coached a couple indoor teams, and Jim Mays has done some of that. Craig Rounds is coaching at the collegiate level. Those are guys of Eskos and Odoi, Pat Erickley. I mean, that's guys that just come to the top of my head, and they've all been successful when they're coaching. And I think everyone picks up a little bit from every person that they work with or work for, and that speaks volumes of the people that we played for.
Yeah, don't want to forget Pat Erickley, obviously. I can't forget Pat, of course, the most successful pro coach in Rochester soccer history.
Yeah.
But Nelson, we were talking about, just reminiscing about the Lancers. I mentioned to Don Draghi we had on earlier about playing as a rookie against some of these legendary players, and obviously the man you idolize, Pelé. You get a chance to play in matches with him. And what was that like when you played and had to play against some of these legendary players?
Well, it was amazing. You know, you idolize those guys growing up. You watch them, and I remember when Pelé first came to play with Santos, and Frank Odor was in my office a couple of days ago, and we were talking about that. You idolize them, and you're in awe of them before even the game starts. And once the game starts, that's all forgotten, because you're out there to do your job. And after the game's over with, you go back to being at awe of them. And I'm very, very fortunate. I've been a blessed man to be able to play soccer here at what I think is. It was a great era, the North American Soccer League. There'll never be a league like that, and I think that we've been a catalyst to the MLS, and I think it's a great thing for me. I talk about it all the time. There was a young man just in here about 20 minutes ago, and I have a picture of when I was with Pelé at the convention in San Jose several years ago, and he asked me who this guy was, and I told him, and I said, your homework assignment today is to go on the computer and look up the name Pelé. Then you come back and tell me what you found out about this guy. And I said, and there were some great players on that team. This kid's not even a soccer player, but I said, look up all these guys and you realize how they influenced soccer in North America at the time they played here with the Cosmos.
But certainly, you're right to the teeth, Nelson. The North American Soccer League was the catalyst, and the ownership of the Lancers certainly were instrumental of keeping Rochester on the map for a few years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish we would have had the contract that now MLS has, and TV contract and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And but there wasn't to be at that time. And
sure.
A lot of kudos go to those people that put their money in, where their mouth was at that time. Because even though we didn't make much money at that time, as I said before, we really enjoyed the camaraderie and the fraternal love that we had for each other.
Yeah, I did it for the love of the game. I mean, the money I made wasn't that important, but I loved the game. And I tell everybody I had the best job in the world. Somebody was paying me to kick around a soccer ball, which I did for years for nothing. Plus the fact I got to see the world. I got to travel all over the place and really get to see and meet a lot of people. And And I owe that, I owe great gratitude to, you know, Charlie Sciano, Pat D'Onofrio, Petrosi back then, you know, and those guys, you know, and all the other owners after that as well. And I'm very grateful for having given me the opportunity to play here with the Lancers. And, you know, I heard that team is very dear to my heart. I really, you know, enjoy talking to some of my old teammates on Facebook and otherwise. We, you know, we talk and sometimes we do reminisce about things like that. And, you know, it's great to see Frank. Frank will come in my office here, and, you know, I'm trying to work, but he'll spend here 2 to 3 hours, and I never get anything done. But it's great to see him here. You know, he's there taking some classes, and I wish I would have been able to get together with, you know, with you and Esco's and Frank and Horacio's son the other night so we could have reminisced a little bit more. But, you know, hopefully someday we'll do that again.
Very good.
Well, Nelson, we appreciate you taking time. I know you're busy with MCC and getting ready for the next soccer season and wrapping things up for this school year. But we really appreciate you coming on, and we'd love to have you on again. We're going to do this again. We're going to have another Lancers memory show, and we'll talk more about the great times we had back in the 70s with the North American Soccer League. So thanks so much again. Again, congratulations on being named to the Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Andrew. Joe, it's great talking to you. You guys have a great weekend.
Same
enjoy
here.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, and keep the Pelé shirt that you got.
I definitely will. Definitely will. That's already been willed to my three sons, so it'll move on. And it'll stay in the Capello family for years and years.
Very good.
Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you.
That's Nelson Capello here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and that's going to do it for our show tonight. We're going to thank Nelson and Don Draghi and Charlie Mitchell and Wayne Fuller for being our guests as we remember the Rochester Lancers. And again, Joe, we're going to do this again. We're going to have more of the Lancer players to come on and talk about this great era of soccer. There wouldn't be soccer in Rochester and in the United States without the North American Soccer League.
I tell you this, Andrew, I feel very fortunate that you and I have the opportunity to do this radio show, and that is basically all about soccer, but it's all about people and the passion that we share. It's just something that we do because we want to do it, something that we share with our listener because we hope that they appreciate all the work that we do. And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors that make the show possible. So thank you to you for doing a great job as well.
Thank you, Joe. And remember, the Rhinos will be in action Wednesday in Harrisburg in the third round of the U.S. Open Cup at 7 o'clock. Back home on Saturday against FC Montreal at 7 p.m. Flash home on June 6th against Chicago Red Stars at Salem Stadium. 454-KICK for your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni. Bob D'Angelo punching the buttons at WYSL. We'll be back to our regular Soccer is a Kick in the Grass format next Monday at 6:30 here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want an update?
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.